54, the mothership has returned.
band's called Tycho. Song's called Ascension. It's a remix by Rob Garza off his album, Rob Garza Remixed album. You're listening to Tim Mike, it's Area 54, The Chill Show. Farid, before that, did a song called Balearic. That was off the Second Sky and Thomas Blondet remix album. These guys come out with remix albums at, you know, just right about the same time. Second Sky, of course, kind of a Thievery Corporation sound alike. And Rob Garza, of course, is Thievery Corporation, or one half of Thievery Corporation. So it's probably no accident. Both of them fighting over the archives of the 18th Street Lounge record label folks.
I have to say that Second Sky and Thomas Blondet, they sound so much like Thievery Corporation.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
It's like they bought like all their old beats.
I kind of like the Thomas Blondet album a little better than the Rob Garza album myself.
Mm-hmm.
Bonobo before that did a song called Heaven for the Sinner. That was an instrumental. Daft Punk did a song called Horizon. That was, you can be found on the Japanese-only bonus track of their latest album.
What a mellow track, huh?
What a mellow track. You kind of expected them to... I figured they're going to toss out some tracks. They probably tossed out a few other mellow tracks we're going to hear, too. Straight out of a soundtrack, actually, that song. Tricky started off the whole set off of his new album, False Idols, going back to his old sound that Mike and I both think was really the best part of Tricky, when he was just kind of spinning right out of Massive Attack. He came out with his album, Max and Quay, that we both really liked. Nothing's changed the name of that track, and definitely shades of Max and Quay on that, huh?
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Appropriate title, right?
Yeah, almost, just wipe out the last 10 years.
20 years later, and here he comes out with an album that has the same sound. It's pretty, you know, I've been reading reviews on it. People are definitely, they feel pretty stoked on the sound again. You know, he has some really, really dark albums. He kind of went off I don't know where it is.
Well, it's time to kind of go back to that style, you know, and let your guest vocalists have their chance to kind of counteract. It's kind of what pop music is today.
It's always been a very unique sound. I mean, he's the only one who really has that sound. It's his trademark sound, right?
So, no doubt, yeah.
So check that album out. It's called False Idols. Okay, we played some Hooverphonic last night, and we're going to go back to... This is their second album, right? We're going to play a song called... Blue Wonder Power Milk.
Yeah, this is number two, isn't it?
Yeah. Tim Mike with Area 54.